Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Finally, some more rain. It's been nice the last little bit here.
Greening everything up.
Oh, yeah. My lawn is looking fantastic. That is, well, I give all the credit to Green Drop, actually. Mm-hmm. They've been coming by and helping me out with my lawn, but the rain has certainly helped, for sure.
So it has.
Things are getting green. What do we got in our Country Music Insider, Sarah?
Dolly Parton is heading back to Vegas for a 6-show mini residency at Caesars Palace this December. It's going to be called Dolly Live in Las Vegas. This is her first time back in Vegas for an extended run in 32 years.
Wow.
Well, she's got her Broadway show starting up here pretty quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie McDowell apparently suffered a mini stroke during a show in Pennsylvania weekend. His sons say that he was discharged from hospital yesterday. He's doing much better. They say the prognosis is really good, although he does need some further imaging of his heart, but they say he's doing great.
Good.
Corey Kent is currently on John Party's Honky Tonk Hollywood tour, and he says the crew has an odd way of preparing for shows.
Oh.
They play taser roulette 30 seconds before they go on.
Oh, boy.
They spin a bottle, and whoever it lands on gets tased.
Gets the tase. Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, man. And every once in a while, this story makes the rounds about the time that Toby Keith was leaving a USO show in Iraq and ended up getting shot at.
We don't really talk about it very much because we want people to go over there, you know. We don't want to discourage anybody to go. But nothing big, no RPGs or nothing. But General Frueger was with us one time. He was our liaison, and we were flying sideways. And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, going, why are we flying sideways? And so then we straightened back up, and he held his finger up, said, you know, like, I'll tell you when we get there. He said, we'd come under small arms fire as we were leaving. And I was like, well, it'd been nice to give a cowboy a shotgun or something.
I don't know how accurate a shotgun from a helicopter
right.
would have been, but wow, under fire. There you go. And that is our Country Music Insider this morning.